Much of the legislative business over the last half of last week was postponed due to the drama over the political future of Representative Aaron Von Ellinger. The Lewiston Republican is accused of raping a legislative intern. On Wednesday, he faced a grilling by members of the House Ethics Committee. The intern testified as well. On Thursday, the committee voted to expel Von Ellinger from his seat. A few hours later, on the eve of a debate by the full House, he resigned. On Friday morning, the Senate convened for a short session.
I'd like to make a statement this morning, if you'll bear with me just a minute.
This is Senate Majority Leader Chuck Winder in the unusual position of presiding over the Senate. He thanked the House for its expulsion vote and said the legislature must do better in creating a safer workplace.
Anyone and everyone who comes here and works here, including yourselves, should feel safe here. It needs to be a respectful place to work. No one should be attacked or exposed on social media because of bringing forth a complaint.
As the young woman left the Capitol after her testimony on Wednesday, she was accosted by protesters. Her identity had already been revealed through an online article that was amplified on the social media account of Republican Representative Priscilla Giddings. Von Ellinger's resignation has removed one of the hurdles toward finishing the session. The legislature is still considering a tax relief bill, among other legislation, and it still has several budgets to approve before the gavel can drop for the final time. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.